Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I'm not concerned about anything. They got to go back to school and learn, because I'll tell you what, the way they treated people, nobody should be treated like that.
Tampering with witnesses, intimidating them, trying to impact their testimony, that undercuts the very foundation of the rule of law. Today, it's Roger Stone. But if the president can use the justice system as a political tool to favor friends or go after enemies, it could be any one of us.
All right, you heard Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, his thoughts on Roger Stone and, of course, the president right before that. I think the stage is being set for the pardon eventually. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging with us. So the buzz this time around is all about the Stone man, who is not shy about publicity, although he's been very quiet about this whole sentencing thing and just does the walk into the courthouse and, you know, that's it. And there will be no new trial. The judge has already said that. But the president has said it's ridiculous, the amount of years that were being proposed. You had four prosecutors who suggested the sentencing of 7 to 9 years. And they all bolted. They're all done. So the president didn't want to say for sure whether he was considering a pardon when he was bombarded by the reporters that follow him around. But he did leave the possibility open after the Justice Department announced that, yeah, we're reducing the recommended sentence. He said, I don't want to say yet. That's what he said. He said people were hurt, and you heard that, were hurt viciously and badly by these corrupt people. And there was so much of a tumble at the DOJ over this. The Justice Department announced that it was reducing the recommended 7 to 9 year sentence for Stone hours after the president complained about it on Twitter. So four prosecutors said, I don't care, I'm out of here. They resigned. It's been a long time since you've seen anything like that. And people were asking the president, reporters, whether or not he was concerned about it. And he said, was it troubling? And he said, they ought to go back to school and learn, because I'll tell you, the way they treated people, no one should be treated like that. And that's what he was referring to, the sentencing that he thought was outrageous, and said that shouldn't happen. Then you have the congressional Democrats who are watching this. I mean, they're 24/7 monitoring the president's Twitter feed. They called for an emergency hearing and an investigation into the Justice Department's actions. So the House Judiciary Committee said, because they need something to do, said that Attorney General William Barr, I'm joking because that's all they've been doing, has been in meetings, that Attorney General William Barr has agreed to testify in March and that members plan to ask him about the case. So that he better be prepared, because that's what they're going to ask him about. How about that? And briefly, the president just mentioned his impeachment hearing. He just talked about that, the case, and said that he learned that the Democrats are crooked and that they're vicious and they shouldn't have brought impeachment. You know what? You got to say, every day is interesting, isn't it? I mean, and I'm putting this in simplistic terms, but every day there is something cooking. There is something happening. There is no way that you can say, well, you know, it's a slow day today. It's a slow day. There's nothing happening out in Washington. Democrats aren't complaining about the president. The president's not slamming the Democrats. Uh-uh. There is always a little something-something being cooked up. So now you even had, now what they're calling the rallies, because I really think it's more like a rally. If I'm the incumbent president and I'm going for re-election, which every single one of our last three presidents have done, well, of course, you go and you go to the places where you can get the crowds and rally them up, and that's a rally. They're calling it the retribution tour. With the impeachment over, that's what some of the critics are saying, that this is retribution, flying around, going out there, working up the crowds. Well, that's what you're supposed to do, by the way, when you run for the office that you now hold. However, the Democrats are saying these are red flags. This is a post-impeachment thirst for vengeance that's gone beyond the norm and could potentially cause lasting damage to institutions. I think these institutions, I'm going to stand up for the administration here, because I think the institutions have been damaged for a long time. That's why we had complaints of what was happening in the government, the Tea Party, always constantly cries for a third party. I mean, almost right from the very beginning that things like that have been floated. So that's nothing new. It's just that we have new forms of communicating and it becomes even bigger. That's what happens. It just explodes in more directions, I think. You look at what's gone on with the whole Roger Stone thing. You'll see what ultimately the sentence is, and I think he gets pardoned. Eventually, that's what happens. Whatever it is, I would be stunned if he wasn't pardoned, because he'll get something. But what is that something? And then this is huge for many of us, because I always say, if nothing else, for sure, I am positive this show is about what keeps you up at night and what keeps me up at night. And the coronavirus, I have to say, I'm not a fear monger, and I'm certainly not one of those paranoid extreme people about anything that happens with health or something we're seeing. Could it touch us? What could it be? I mean, for goodness sake, down the street from me, that's where the whole Ebola thing broke out, and everybody in my world wanted me to sequester myself in my house and wrap myself up in a bubble. But the coronavirus, the amounts of cases that keep changing, 242 new deaths, 14,840 new cases. So are they releasing the death toll and the number of infections nationwide? They're delaying as they eke it out, but they're trying to get them out there. You have 44 people on the Diamond Princess. These are the very latest numbers. You have 44 people on the Diamond Princess cruise ship that have tested positive for the coronavirus. That's from the health minister in Japan. The total is 218 infected now on the ship. They're docking off the coast of Japan. They carry 3,700 passengers and crew. They've been quarantined since the very beginning of February, and after a guest tested positive for the disease 6 days after getting off the ship. Here's what I like. They tell all the people, just take a breath because you're not going anywhere. And so you know, you're going to get all your money back, all your travel, all the income, all of it, all goes back to you. Well, great. I could get the coronavirus. I'm quarantined to my room. I don't know how long I'm quarantined to my room, and maybe I'm not a retired person, and even if I am, I probably have things I have to get back to, but my health is the most important thing. But what do you do? I mean, if you're Japan, you can't let essentially a potential plague ship dock and hang out and let everybody get off of that boat because of what's already happened. So they're going to be quarantined at sea for a while longer. It's going to be Happy Valentine's Day. You think they're going to get those little hearts for them or something? I mean, what are they feeding them? What are they giving to people? Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maya Lin is an American designer, architect, and artist who soared to national prominence at 21 years old for designing the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is her story.
The Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113, DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maya Lin's design for Vietnam Veterans Memorial was chosen in a national competition and today is considered one of the most influential memorials post-World War II. Although she is best known for historical memorials, she's also credited with raising awareness for the environment for works that deal with the decline in the environment that are in urban spaces around the U.S. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, what a cool story it is. I can remember my mother talking to me about it. Seriously, she was so psyched that there was going to be this Vietnam Veterans Memorial and couldn't wait till it was up. And she was telling me all about the 21-year-old Yale student who designed it. And if you've never been there, put it on your list. I mean, Washington should be on your list anyway because you can see the Korean monument, you see the Lincoln Memorial, all of them. It's incredible. That's the thing that I think is really sticks with you when you go to D.C. And the wall always gets me. It does, because you see people there and they're crying or they're, you know, putting flowers down. I think it's so touching, and the way it's designed, it was brilliant compared to the differences of the other. I think memorials, so interesting. And I guess one of the reasons my mother who was all about history anyway, and that was her thing. But she was also talking about the fact that she was born in Athens, Ohio, and that city has come up a lot lately. In my life, that's where I went to school. I went to Ohio University. But if you remember, the quarterback for LSU's quarterback, put Athens on the map, Joe Burrow, when he talked about when he won the Heisman, how sad he was for the people who didn't have any food to eat from this food pantry in Athens, Ohio. Now they're getting crazy amounts of food and donations. They've never seen anything like it. And she was actually born in Athens, Ohio, so that's her tie to that same city. But how cool is that? She won this architecture competition. And some people liked her design. Some people hated her design. But I think when you go and see it, it does stand up because it's different than the other memorials around it. All of them are unique and different. But I think that now it's really settled in. And, of course, it's been decades. But it's still really, really holds up. Absolutely. All right, I'd like to call this segment Odds and Ends. So a couple of quick hits for you. Joe Biden. What's happening with Joe Biden? He's in South Carolina pushing very, very hard because he is not the front runner now. He showed up poorly in New Hampshire, not good in Iowa. What is going on with the former VP? Super Tuesday is huge for him, so we'll see what that is going to be like. But Biden, with three others dropping out of the race, you got eight now still left for the Democrats, and this is February, and then we bounce into March. And before you know, we'll be looking at the summer and the conventions, Republican convention and the Democratic convention, and poof, it's election day. By the way, because of the bungled app and the embarrassment in Iowa, the head of the Iowa Democratic Party, are you stunned? There's no way he stays in this gig. He resigned after the caucus results. He had to. He said he wanted to stay in the role, wanted to see it through, but he thinks that they need to look forward, and that his presence makes it more difficult. So Troy Price is his name. He sent a letter to the Iowa Democratic Party State Central Committee is what it is, and that's it. Boom, out. He's worked in politics for the Democrats in Iowa now for a couple of years, and because it was just a mess, and it was the punchline of anybody who had a microphone. I mean, seriously, it was punchline. So I was somewhere the other day, and it was a punchline. I was like, oh, of course it was, because it constantly gets brought up constantly. So he's gone. They're looking. You want a job? and you're left of left, or at least you're Democrat. Poof. There you go, right? There you go. All right, how do you feel about this? If I tell you that I read a headline today that said, scientists detect an unexplainable radio signal from outer space that repeats every 16 days. Do you go, yikes? I don't know. They say it's not put out a statement. The burst originated from a galaxy 500 million light years away. Just these fast radio bursts. And it repeats itself and repeats itself. I don't know. Sounds like a very strange thing to me. And I was actually looking at it, of how it would look. I saw a rendition of how it would look. I don't know. How do you explain it? Is it stellar winds? Is it a celestial body? What is possibly causing that? But I love that the Massachusetts Institute of Technology says, oh, it's not likely to be aliens. It's just energetic events that are on the extreme scale of the cosmos. It's beyond my pay grade. I think it's pretty wild, but it's unexplained. So that's the best way to put it. If you see a flash, it's unexplained. That's all I know. I can't give you much more than that, because they're not giving us much more than that. They can't figure it out. I don't know if you caught this or not. I think I made a reference to it the other day, but I'll make it again if you missed it. No offense to people who love poodles. I don't dislike poodles. I hate the way the owners carve them up. They make their hair all foofy, like they just got a Brazilian blowout. Siba, the standard poodle, was named best in show at the 144th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. So the standard poodle now is an elite company with one of only four breeds with five or more wins in the annual competition. And Siba is the 12th dog from the non-sporting group to win best in show and the first since 2018. How about that? And I loved her owner's comments. Connie Unger, the owner of Siba, said she loves the showing. She's in her element when she's being shown. She's really an all-around great dog. I don't know, what do you just, well, they train. It's time to show. That's what we're going to do. I'm sorry, I was rooting for Daniel the Golden Retriever, but the associate producer of this show is a dog, Mahalo, who's a Golden Retriever. So I lay out the stories and I say, what should I talk about? Here's what I looked into. What do you think? What do you think people want to talk about? And he puts his paw down and just puts his tongue out, and I know that's the one he wants to hear. But I don't know. I think the Westminster Dog Show is kind of interesting. It's big. It draws a lot of people. People love their dogs, and even if they don't really get the show, they go to see it because it's fascinating to them. They get big, big, big crowds for that. Everybody's talking about 5G. Are you talking about 5G? Do you even know what I'm talking about, 5G? Well, Samsung decided we're going to go big. We're all in on 5G. They've got cameras with the Galaxy S20, and they have this folding flip phone, this Z flip phone. And guess what? If you want to get one, it's supposedly, this is just incredible phone, but it's just under $1,000. And you can get the, you know, it's got this 6.2-inch quad HD plus display of how it will look. Or then you can go higher than that for almost $2,000, 6.7-inch. Then they even have 6.9. You get the idea. The bigger, you're going to pay more money. And the fact that it comes with 12 gigabytes of RAM, wow. And the fact that the RAM lets you return to previously used apps faster, because it's all about the need for speed. How quickly can we get there? And that may be their edge. I don't know, because there's something about the prestige still of Apple. Because now they're up to the iPhone 12, and if Apple goes 5G and adds the it's always about the battery, battery, battery. If they added a sweet battery time, how many people would be inclined to go and grab an Apple? Remember when phones weren't an issue and we weren't discussing them all the time? And we didn't crash into people because we were looking down at our phones? And people actually had conversations in restaurants? Oh, I remember those days. Do you remember those days? I'm just saying. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side as we head to Author's Corner coming up.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump made it clear he had a problem with the prosecutor's sentencing recommendation for his former advisor, Roger Stone.
9 years recommended by four people that perhaps they were Mueller people. I don't know who they were, prosecutors. And they, I don't know what happened. They all hit the road pretty quickly.
The Justice Department insists there was no coordination with the White House. Democrats charged Attorney General William Barr with enabling an abuse of power. Senator Chuck Schumer.
I have formally requested that the Inspector General of the Justice Department investigate this matter immediately.
On Tuesday, the president penalized the U.S. attorney who oversaw Stone's trial, withdrawing her nomination for a top job at the Treasury Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 275 points, the Nasdaq up 87. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
That I love poetry. My father, who died when I was 8, was a poet, and luckily I was the subject of many of his poems, and that was sort of his legacy that he left behind for me, and I had a chance to, as a small child, understand that because he would read some of them to me. Somebody else who realizes the connection to loss and grief and what is then there and left behind for so many others is Thomas Fulmer. He joins us now. He's written a book called From the Fabric of My Mind. Thomas, thanks so much for joining us on Author's Corner.
Sure, no problem. Glad to be here.
So let's go back to the beginning of this. What you've written poetry off and on for a long time. Is it kind of like a love affair with poetry? Like you get excited and you write it and then you kind of walk away from it? How did that interest start?
Well, I started writing poetry in about 1981. I thought I was going to be a writer at that time. And my path took me a different route than being a writer, but around 1990, I started writing poetry again. And more recently, I've been writing for maybe 10, 15 years, about 2000, now maybe longer than that, 2000, on poetry off and on, but I've been more into writing poetry because I'm in a poetry group on Facebook called FM Poetry. So a lot of times I write the poem. poems, and I post them on that Facebook page that they have there, their Facebook site. But this is my first published poetry book, and I'm sure I have plenty of poems that maybe in the future I might decide to publish another one. I'm always writing them. I have a good friend who has helped me to improve, you know, how I write now, because her writing is so well done and inspiring, and a lot of her short poems are on plaques and things all over the world.
Yeah, tell us who your friend is, because she's rather famous.
Yeah, Mania Khan. She's from Bangladesh.
Yeah, Mania Khan. And you're right. Many of her short poems or little pieces of it are found all over the world. So that's pretty exciting that she's looked at your stuff. Now, the poetry book that you've written, and I already said this, again, the name of it, you can get it on Amazon, of course, and many other places, but From the Fabric of My Mind, is really something that you wrote because of your wife and her all the complications she went through with a debilitating disease and then ultimately, sadly, passing away last September. Did that help you in writing those poems?
Well, when I began writing those poems, I did not have an idea that I would be publishing a book this soon. I was just writing my feelings about what she was going through, about what I was going through with her. She had a terminal illness, passed away in September 2019. So a lot of the poems I was writing at the time were just kind of describing what I was going through and what she was going through, and the loss after she passed away as well. Some of the poems are oriented that way. But really kind of, I don't know if it's kind of celebrating her life and my love for her, and, you know, losing her at such a young age. She was only 63 when she passed away.
Mm.
And she went through a very long, it was very difficult. It changed me in a way. Being by her bedside the most of the last month and a half of her life, when you watch someone go through something like that, it changes you inside. And a lot of the poems are a reflection of what I was going through along with her.
Yeah, I can imagine. In fact, you and I talked about a couple of them, and I wanted people to hear them, give them a sneak peek, so to speak, of what they can expect. And one of them you talked to me about was Empty Chair. Recite Empty Chair, if you would, Thomas, for us.
All right. I'll read it from my file. It's called Empty Chair. You were there, now it's bare, your empty chair. Joyous laughter filled the room, loud and boisterous like thunder, echoing off mountainsides in a deep valley, no longer there but an empty chair. Your sweet smile, so radiant and joyful, emanated from your soul, pristine and unsullied. I would drink in your smile like waters from an artesian well, pure and sweet, brought comfort, virtuous and affectionate. Like young love cuddling in the corner of innocent minds when you were here, when we were young. Now there's only your empty chair. You brought solace to my soul, tormented by storms of life. Cleansing power of your love made me feel fresh and alive when I drew near you. Could feel you, could see you. Now all that's left is your empty chair. Tears streak down my cheeks, gather into puddles at my feet. Like torrential rains on the desert floor, my heart desolate, I wander alone in a barren wilderness. Bleak and disconsolate, I hear the lonely coyote howl. Hairs rise upon my neck like a mourner listening to a dirge. Emanates from my throat, lost in paroxysm of pain, because there stands only your empty chair.
Wow.
And the end of the poem.
Wow, so well done. Thank you for reading that for us. And it just conjures up all kinds of images. And the key is, too, you are celebrating, and you can, you know, you see, hear the loneliness in that poem, but you are celebrating her life as well in this poetry book. And certainly you're a widower, but you're also a father and a grandfather, and this is tough for everyone to fill the void and fill the space. Do you feel like this is a book also like a legacy for them, because they can really, you know, feel and understand your wife?
Well, I hope it is. I hope they can see. I told them that a lot of the poems in the book were about her and celebrating her life and my love for her. And they each had a copy. I made sure they each got a copy of it. But I hope they get a sense of who their grandmother was and who their mother was and what she meant to me. She left a huge hole in all of our lives. She was so influential to us. She was so such an inspiration. She faced each day up into her death with such courage and with such strength that she wasn't worried about herself. She was worried about others. And she cared about others and she loved others. And there were so many people whose lives she touched, not just within the family, but friends and coworkers and people at her work. She was so influential in my life as well. And going through this process of being, you know, being by her bedside to the end and seeing her pass away at the very end was, like I said earlier, it changed me. It made me more sensitive to appreciation for life and what we have to live for.
Wow, so well said. What do you hope people take that away from reading this book of poems? Do you think that's what you would like to leave to other people who didn't know your wife?
Yeah, I would. I would like them to know that they're not alone and they're suffering. We all have trials, we all have tribulations, we all have difficulties in life. We all struggle. None of us are free of those things. And if you're not going through struggles right now, wait, and you'll end up, I'm sure, going through some kind of trial or some kind of tribulation. We're all human. We all suffer. We all mourn. We all need to be comforted at times. We all need to send, you know, strength from other sources. And I think this can help people deal with their sense of loss. That can be a comfort as well as a strength to let them know that, you know, I have gone through something similar to what a lot of people go through when they lose a loved one. And but there's other poems in there that as well with the philosophical and spiritual connotation that might be inspirational. I hope somebody, you know, people are inspired by some of the poems and comforted by them.
Yep, I love it. So well said, Thomas Fulmer. The book is called From the Fabric of My Mind. Thank you so much. And, boy, pick it up and feel connected and inspired. We appreciate it.
Sure. Let me mention also that I have a children's book named Rosalind the Reluctant Rattlesnake, both in a illustrated version and in a interactive coloring version.
There you go. So check that out, too, as well. The Rattlesnake. I love that. Rosalind the Rattlesnake. Thanks so much, Thomas.
Okay, thanks, Kate. It was good talking with you. I hope people can find my book valuable in their lives to help them in their struggles and realize their divine potential.
There you go. That's a great sentiment. Thank you.
Thank you.
that? In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas? Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This time around in our author's corner to go across the pond, as it were, although it wouldn't be that way for some of you listening, and go to Cambridge in the UK and speak to Alexia Franklin, who's written a really powerful book. We had an incredible conversation off the air called From Fear to Peace. Very easy to pick up this book. You can go simply even to Amazon.com. Alexia, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for asking me on the show.
So we talked about what made you decide to write this book, and tell the listeners what it was that inched you forward in writing this book.
I was defrauded, nearly lost my life, but I was given a lifeline by a lady with a very frightened dog who we became friends, and when I was on the verge of one step away from being on the street, she said, "No, you're going to come and live with me." I was also very embarrassed about writing because I was dyslexic, but she had a love of English and a love of reading and writing. And as I got my health sorted out, when I moved in with her from being so ill I couldn't think straight, because basically I had an underactive thyroid which had been missed, she said to me, "You need to put down in a book what's happened to you as I turn my life around." And that took a lot of doing, because that meant facing one of my demons, if you like. to actually put this down on paper. But it was also a great way of healing as well.
Oh, I can imagine how cathartic that was for you to be able to do that. Was it hard to go through that process, to think about it, to write it, and then to come out on the other side?
It was hard to talk about the fraud and to admit the fact that I'd lost everything to fraud. And I felt embarrassed at the fact that it was going to take me a lot longer to write it than most people. But the beauty that's come out of that is now a passion for writing. And I absolutely love, I've got quite addicted to doing blogs. I have a Facebook blog, and I also have a website called healingforlife.com. And I do videos on YouTube and various other sites as well. And it's given me something that I didn't know that I would love. If somebody had said to me back before I became ill and before I knew Amy that I would have a love for writing, I would have laughed. But it's an absolute passion. But always has to come with me with a picture. I go on Pinterest, and I have a website called Healing for Life on Pinterest, and I find pictures on there and I download them on my computer. And then I look for ways to write something short that helps with health, with well-being, with mental health issues, whatever subject I feel on that particular blog, which goes out on a Monday or a Thursday, is relevant to either what's going on in the world or something that has come up around me.
Boy, how powerful is that? And in your book, From Fear to Peace, you have a poem, I think, that really sums up your message. Would you kindly recite that poem for everybody who's listening?
Yeah, I'd love to do that for you. It's called Faith, Fear to Free. Faith is always with you. So why do you change it to fear? When freedom is always inside you, you know you have nothing to fear. Faith is always with you. You know you can always change it to be free. So freedom is always inside you, so you know you have nothing to fear. Faith is always with you. You know you have nothing to fear.
Wow, how beautiful is that? And it goes along perfectly with your title, From Fear to Peace. And that's what happened to you, right?
Yes, very much. From being pretty wealthy to finding I got nothing in the bank and I didn't know how I was going to clear the debt from the fraud, how I was going to rebuild my life, even if I could rebuild it at that point. But something just said to me, little doors open for you. We sometimes see little opportunities that we think, well, should I do that or shouldn't I? But something made me think, yes, Amy's giving me this opportunity. I've now got to make this work. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And at that stage, I had no idea. And one of the most terrifying things with that was the day she actually took me in, what I managed to salvage from my house was either moved in her next door neighbor's car. She'd managed to get hold of a friend's van. So anything else that was salvaged was either in Amy's garage or an ex-client's garage. Everything else I lost. But she had a friend coming from Australia, and she said, you're not staying in the house on your own while I go and meet her. You've got to come with us. So you can imagine the day I move into her house, not only have I got to get over that trauma, I've got to go and meet her family, which I don't really know, and her relations. And it was quite traumatic, shall we say. It was great looking back, but terrifying at the time.
But it's such a big part of your journey and I think led you to this book and to what now you have to offer so many people. Do you feel that way, Alexia?
I do. And the more people I can help would be great to me. This is my promise to God, to the universe, however anybody on the radio sees it, that's fine with me. But what you put out there comes back to you. It's little things of saying thank you to people, even acknowledging when somebody stops where you cross the road. And I've had this proved to me time and time again that it does work. Just moving up here to Cambridge, I didn't know anything. I live in what they call the Fens. And that would be many years ago. Most of this area would have been wetland this time of year. The only way they used to get around on it was on stilts.
Wow.
So 90% of the housing in this area wouldn't be here unless they were built on stilts, basically. But, of course, over this is going back in history to when King John was alive, and even further back, they started to drain the Fens because it's beautiful growing soil up here. But I didn't know a soul. I didn't know anything about the Fens. I didn't know anything, have any contacts up here at all. But the first person I asked to help me with the garden, he was a little bit of a wide boy, but the person that was working with him, I discovered at the end of the job, just lived round the corner. And he is amazing. I had no curtain rails in this house. I had second-hand curtains, and I had no way of putting them up because that wasn't something I was going to attempt to do. So Daniel came round after he'd done the job with the person he was working with, and I was going to get some more jobs done, and he said, I only live round the corner. I'll do it for you. I said, well, Danny, what I haven't got is any curtains. Never mind, I'll come round on Sunday with me dad. And that's what they did. And they put all new curtain rails up for me everywhere so I could have some privacy.
Wow. That shows you, again, the things that happened, and we don't want to give it all away, but that shows you the things that happen when you move from fear to peace. I want to make sure that we get this in. We only have a couple of minutes left. What do you, and I think you're telling us this along the way, but what do you truly hope people understand and get from reading your book, From Fear to Peace?
That it is simple to do. Everybody makes things so big, so complicated. It doesn't need to be. The idea of a small book is that you can take that with you. You can keep it in your office drawer. The solicitor that helped me buy this house, she rang me up not long after I moved here, and I'd sent her a copy of the book as a thank you. And she said, I had to ring you up because I had a client who was trying to sue me. She said, and I used to go to bed every night, and I got your book by the bed, and that always changed the way I was thinking, and I could go to sleep.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, and that wasn't something that I'd asked her to do. She actually rang up to tell me what a change this had made for her.
Wow. Wow. Alexia Franklin, we could talk to you all day and all night long. From Fear to Peace, pick it up wherever great books are sold, of course. Amazon.com, an easy place to go. Alexia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.